Dave Spadaro, Brian Westbrook back with you. It's Eagles 360 talking now about an Eagles offense that said, we are going to run the football. Stop us if you can. And the Atlanta Falcons could not stop the Eagles on Sunday. The Eagles rushing for 208 yards and using Isaac Seumalo as a tackle eligible. Big man, explosive athlete, 10 to 12 snaps. We'll get into the running backs in a minute. But what does that do, having that other big body up front?
Well, it adds a more physical presence. Instead of having a tight end that may not be as used to blocking, run blocking, you bring in an offensive lineman. And Isaac did a great job of providing a hose, also smashing down defensive ends all game long. If you want to win football games, you have to win in the trenches. And what we saw from the offensive line yesterday was that they reestablished the offensive line 2 or 3 yards down the field. That was a dominating performance. We haven't seen the offensive line played that well in a long time. If that can, that types of things continue, then you're able to hold on to the football like they did yesterday for 38 minutes.
So this is the West Coast offense. Mm-hmm. This is a hybrid West Coast offense. Did Andy Reid have this kind of approach often? I mean, he did run the football a couple times where he just said, we're going to commit and run the ball.
There were some games where Andy said, we're committed to the run and we're just going to continue to run it no matter what. But it, more often than not, Andy was like, hey, we're going to throw the football. And if we throw in some runs from time to time, we're successful. The good thing that I saw yesterday, they started early. They were very successful running the football with Ryan Matthews. Doug continued to call those plays. A lot of times coaches, they get greedy. They had some success running the football. Then they wanted to get pass happy. Doug never went away from it. And that shows you improvement from a head coach, but also shows you that he's committed to winning football games and helping out his defense. And that's a big help in winning games.
What do you see from the offensive line, Brian? Because they certainly rose to the challenge of running the football.
Well, we talk about aging Jason Peters. He looked like he was 23 yesterday. Did a great job of pulling, great job of basically road grading, moving people out of the way. Jason Kelce, a lot of people have said a lot of crazy things about him. But yesterday he had a very good game, did a great job of coming out and pulling, get in front of the running back. Brandon Brooks, again, another big road grader, did a great job of making sure that there were holes. As a whole, this offensive line, again, we haven't even mentioned Vitae's name, which is rare for a rookie right tackle. These guys did a great job of protecting Carson Wentz, meaning in the pocket, but also in the run game. I mean, pushing the pile, getting extra yards. When your running back's not getting contacted to 2 and 3 yards down the field, you will have a successful day running the football. That's what happened yesterday.
38 minutes time of possession. And yet, there are still things you look at and say, the Eagles could be better. Mm-hmm. 7 penalties on the offense. Red zone opportunities that were missed, including a 3rd and inches from the goal line, Brian. I didn't like the call the way it was the way it worked out here. I mean, if it works, it's a great call. If it doesn't work, you say, why did you run sideways?
Well, the one thing that you saw yesterday, when you're running downhill at the Atlanta Falcons defense, you're going to have some success. That's what you're talking about, the call. You went a little sideways, and, you know, you're going to have some of those calls in the game where you're saying, everything else is working, why not try this? It didn't work out that way. I would have loved to have seen a downhill play.
But for the most part, just a tremendous commitment to the short passing game. Mm-hmm. Jordan Matthews very involved.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz very involved. And as you said earlier, Darren Sproles getting his touches and really was uncoverable for the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, anytime you put Darren Sproles in a slot, and I remember Andy Reid would always tell me, if you're put in the slot, you're going against a linebacker. We're expecting you to win every one of those battles. And Darren Sproles basically running almost the same route all game long, an option route against a linebacker, sometimes against a safety, did a great job of getting first downs, catching the ball for 5-6 yards down the field, making people miss. That's what you brought Darren Sproles in here to be. Not necessarily to be a feature back, even though he's done a great job at that. But this, what he did yesterday was beautiful. It was vintage Darren Sproles. That's what you need more of.
You mentioned the term option route. Can you describe kind of in layman's terms what that is?
The option route, it gives you a different option. You run straight forward to the defender and you can go out, meaning to your right or towards the sideline or your left, or you can take the middle of the field. If the linebacker is playing you in the inside leverage, you take the out. And he was wide open many times, 3 or 4 times for 5 or 6 yards. Darren Sproles does a great job of reading the defender. That's what the option route is all about. And if he takes away the outside, he leans to the outside a little bit too much, then you take the route right up the middle of the field. He does a great job of that as well. If you get those ones in the middle of the field, those are the ones that you want. Those are the touchdowns.
And the Eagles certainly making it work. Carson Wentz really efficient. He had the one fumble on the sack, but for the most part, Carson Wentz took what the defense gave him, and the Eagles registering a huge win at Lincoln Financial Field.
Let me say this about Carson. It was a couple games he's been kind of shaky in the pocket. Yesterday, he did a great job of staying within the pocket, trusting his blocking, which did a great job. He trusted the protection. He was able to deliver the football down the field, to the middle of the field, to the outside as well. Deep balls, that's impressive. You talk about improvement from your head coach. You got improvement from your offensive line as well as your quarterback.
All right, great win for the Eagles on Sunday. Now we look ahead to the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday. They beat the New England Patriots Sunday Night Football. Great football team. They're rounding into shape just at the right time. This is a championship-level football team. How do the Eagles match up against the Seattle Seahawks? Brian and I will talk about it when we return to Eagles 360.